This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Wayne on the Roof, guest host every Tuesday afternoon here at InfoWars in the Alex Jones Show. Guest hosting from 12 noon West Coast time to 1 o'clock, so 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock East Coast time. Welcome back to the show. Great to be with you. All right, I wanted to talk to you about my latest commentary. I think it's very necessary for you to hear this. I wrote it on Friday morning, and, you know, as a Jew, which I am, born Jewish, although I took Christ as my Savior, Jesus Christ as my Savior, 32 years ago, almost to the day, so I'm a completed Jew, a Messianic Jew, whatever term you'd like to use, but I'm still a Jew. Two Jewish parents, four Jewish grandparents. Sent away my DNA. I'm 99.9% Eastern European Jewish. So I think I qualify as Jewish, don't you think? And as a Jew, I think I'm qualified, without any criticism from the media, to make a comparison between what's happening today and at least one aspect of Nazi Germany. I'm not comparing what's happening today to the Holocaust. I'm comparing what's happening today to the Nazi German army takeover of Europe, which happened in record time, in split-second time. It was the most incredible takeover. The speed was the most incredible takeover in the history of military. No one imagined you could take over a country in a day, in 2 days. And Hitler's forces took over Poland and Belgium and Netherlands and France and you name the country, in Czechoslovakia, in such fast time. And most people don't know why or how they did it. And I'm a student of history, and I know how and why they did it. So I named my latest commentary, which appeared in newspapers around the country this weekend, the Biden Blitzkrieg. Biden is destroying the USA as fast as Nazis on meth. I like to put a little humor in my titles at the same time as a little shock of value. The Biden Blitzkrieg. Biden is destroying the USA as fast as Nazis on meth. I'm a Jewish American. I understand my history. The speed with which Biden and his Marxist handlers are destroying America and the U.S. economy has never been seen in world history except for Nazi Germany. I call this the Biden Blitzkrieg because I compare what's happening today in America to the Nazi Blitzkrieg. The Nazi army conquered Europe at a speed never before seen in world history. Do you know how the Nazis did it? Hitler pumped his troops with meth. That's right, speed. The Nazi army was literally drugged with speed. They became superhuman speed freaks who could run, fight, and kill 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for weeks on end until their bodies collapsed and they died of a heart attack or they were killed in action. And this is how Hitler conquered each country in Europe in a matter of days. And no Democrats, I'm not comparing what's happening today to the Holocaust. Nothing ever compares to the Holocaust. Nothing ever compares to that atrocity. But I am comparing what's happening today under Biden and his handlers to the speed at which the Nazi army captured each country in Europe. So now, let's now reflect on the speed and the depth of the destruction of America and the U.S. economy by this Biden blitzkrieg. It takes your breath away. We are being attacked and destroyed from 1,000 different directions at once. The speed of the attack is stunning. Biden has got to be employing an army of lawyers, bureaucrats, regulators, and radical Marxist activists on meth, just like the Nazis and the Nazi soldiers, to carry out this vicious 24/7 attack on the American people and on American business. So I'll finish this. We've got about 30 seconds to go. I'll finish this story when we get back in the next segment. My commentary, again, is comparing not Nazi Germany or the Holocaust, but the Nazi army's blitzkrieg taking over Europe to Biden's blitzkrieg right now, taking over the United States and destroying the U.S. economy, destroying the middle class, destroying capitalism. It's all happening right in front of you. And when I get back, I'll tell you about the latest honor in my life, because I am now Sir Wayne Allyn Root, knighted this weekend. We'll be right back, and I'll tell you more. Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com, WadeRoot@gmail.com.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
All right, way down the route, I'm back. I want to finish up my my column about the Nazi blitzkrieg versus the Biden blitzkrieg. But before I get there, I want to tell you about something wonderful that happened to me this weekend, because I think it's important in the context of this show. Because in my opinion, in my humble opinion, the Democrat Party's goal is to rip apart America, destroy capitalism, destroy the middle class, destroy the mobility and opportunity of America, destroy American exceptionalism, and destroy the American dream. And I am the American dream. I'm a witness to the American dream because I'm living it. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I started out the son of a butcher. My dad walked around with a white apron with bloodstains on it, went to a butcher store every day, 6 days a week. And I was just knighted this weekend. There's the video up on the screen of the knighting of Wayne Allyn Root. It was the honor of a lifetime. It's the oldest royal house, we believe, in the world. It dates back to AD 312. There I am with the Prince of Spain, Prince Raphael. And the actual house that knighted me is the Royal Order, or the Royal House of Constantine the Great and St. Helen. And I am forever now known as Sir Wayne Allyn Root. It was a great honor. They knighted 24 people. They do this every year. They knight 24 people from around the world at events around the world, generally in Europe, usually in Spain or Finland, sometimes in Hawaii, because the only royal palace in America on U.S. soil is in Hawaii. And there it is. Some great music to go along with the knighting, some royal music. But this happened at the Venetian. Sir Wayne Allyn Root at the Venetian in Las Vegas just this past weekend. Happened Sunday night, actually. And they had it in Vegas because of COVID. They thought people might have a hard time from around the world getting to Spain or Finland or even the Royal Palace in Hawaii. So they changed it this year to Las Vegas. And they knighted 24 people, 12 women and 12 men, from every different field for their spectacular accomplishments in life. And it isn't just about money, by the way. It isn't about money. It's not about TV success. It's really about what you've achieved. There was one person there that had a U.S. Marine with 4 tours of duty in Iraq who saw amazing action in Iraq. And he was knighted as well. I thought that was great. There was a SWAT cop who was knighted for his incredible work in law enforcement. And then there were some really famous people. Alex Stern, who invented constant contact. The thing that almost everyone in America uses to send out mass emails. Alex Stern was knighted. He's a billionaire. The Rolando Blackman, the 4-time NBA All-Star and collegiate champion and Olympian and congressional gold medal winner was knighted. And Ray Parker Jr. was knighted alongside me. If you don't know who Ray Parker Jr. is, one of the great songwriters in the history of the American music business, including the one he'll probably forever be known for. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. That's Ray Parker Jr., also an incredible guitarist who backed up Stevie Wonder and the Rolling Stones on guitar. So we were all honored, and Wayne Root was honored for both my business career and entrepreneurship and for the arts, my entertainment, TV, and radio career. So I'm forever known as Sir Wayne Allyn Root. It's a great honor, and I greatly appreciate it. But what it proves is the American dream is alive. First of all, I am the conservative warrior. Nobody fights like me. The only guys who are even close, Alex Jones fights like me. He's really close. And I think Tucker Carlson on Fox fights like me. He's really close. And there's a few guys on podcasts that I really like. But in general, there aren't a lot of fighters in this world. The Republican Party is a bunch of cowards, a bunch of feckless, weak cowards who are afraid of their own shadow, or they've been bought off and bribed, or both. But I'm a fighter and I'm a warrior. Isn't it apt, isn't it perfect that this warrior should now be a knight and that I was given my ceremonial sword, which must weigh about 15 pounds? Matter of fact, if I get a chance during the break, if we have a two-minute break instead of 1 minute, I'll run downstairs and grab my sword and I'll show it to you. It's huge and it's heavy. And I had to walk through the entire Venetian after the ceremony with the sword. And I turned to my wife and I said, can you imagine the reactions we're going to get when I'm walking through the Venetian casino in a white-tail tux and a sword? And she said to me, oh, my God, this is going to be weird. And then I walked through the casino, four levels, to get outside to my car in front and valet. Four levels with a tux, and white tails, and a sword. Or actually, black tails with a white vest and a sword. And not one person said anything. That kind of tells you everything you need to know about Las Vegas. Nobody even thought it was odd that a guy was in a tuxedo with a sword walking through a casino. You know, the guards were aware. I was walked out by two guards who said, why do you have a sword? And I said, I was just knighted. And they were like, how cool is that? Can we walk with you and hear the story? And that way we'll actually guard you and make sure nothing strange happens. No one attacks you and grabs your sword. So I was walked out of the casino by two guards. But not one person had a weird reaction to me carrying a sword through a casino. Tells you all you need to know about Las Vegas. All right, let's get back to. So I just want to point out again, son of a butcher from the wrong side of the tracks, Mount Vernon, New York, Bronx borderline, mostly minority town, mostly black town, all black middle school, all black high school. And today I have a star, 180-pound granite star in the Las Vegas sidewalk on the Las Vegas Walk of Stars with Frank Sinatra, Elvis, Wayne Newton, and Liberace. And today I'm knighted Sir Wayne Allyn Root, and this October I'll be in the Hall of Fame, the Nevada Broadcasting Hall of Fame. And I would say that America's been pretty good to me. Only in America could this happen. It has nothing to do with me and my talent. It's that if I had the same person, same talent, any other country in the world, it couldn't happen. And any socialist or communist country, it's the opposite. Not only couldn't it happen, I'd be in a prison cell or I'd be living in abject poverty. God bless America. Only in America. All right, let me finish my column about the Nazi blitzkrieg, the Biden blitzkrieg. Compared to the Nazi blitzkrieg, Biden is destroying the USA as fast as Nazis on meth. Let's now reflect on the speed and the depth of the destruction of America and the U.S. economy in this Biden blitzkrieg. Bookmakers across the world have made Donald J. Trump the huge favorite to win the presidency in 2024. All that's well and good, but I have bad news for America. We aren't going to make it to 2024. America is hanging by a thread. Listen to me. We're not going to make it to 2024. I'm not even sure we're going to make it to the November midterms. Republicans are in a dream state. Do you think they're going to let us win in a landslide? You don't think they're going to declare martial law? You don't think there's going to be World War III breakout between the United States, China, and Russia? Or you don't think it's going to be about monkeypox or a new variant of COVID to make sure it's 100% mail-in voting and no one can leave their home? Or that combined with World War III? How about the Department of Homeland Security today announcing that all hell's about to break loose and they think there'll be many violent acts coming up soon? What is that about? They're trying to set you up for no election in November. Ask the smartest billionaires in America, Jamie Dimon. And again, I'm running out of time. I'll finish it in the next segment. But let me give you a good part right here, a little bit of red meat. The smartest billionaires in America have spoken. Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan, just warned that an economic hurricane is about to hit America. Then John Waldron, the president of Goldman Sachs, added that he has never seen so many major shocks to the system facing our economy at one time. The richest man on the planet, Elon Musk, said this week he has a super bad feeling about the economy and asked his top executives to stop all hiring worldwide. What are these nonstop shocks to the system all these brilliant billionaires and Wall Street titans are talking about? Well, let me see if I can run through a few of them. GDP, economic growth collapsing, stock market crashing, inflation exploding, home sales cratering, gas prices headed for $10 a gallon, which I've been predicting on this show and my national radio show for literally months now, that gas will go to $10 a gallon and destroy the American economy and destroy the trucking industry, so truckers cannot make a living anymore and they will quit their jobs, stop bringing food to market, and we will have a massive food shortage. All right, I'll finish up when we get back. It's the Biden blitzkrieg versus the Nazi blitzkrieg, the speed at which they're destroying the U.S. economy. My name is Wayne Allyn Root. My website's RootForAmerica.com, RootForAmerica.com, and you can always get me anytime with email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. My book up on the screen, The Great Patriot Protest, The Boycott Book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, and the newest one coming out in the next 60 days, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, with all the companies to buy from while you're boycotting all...
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wayne Allyn Root is back. Yes, I was knighted over the weekend. It is Sir Wayne Allyn Root. Here's my sword, my trusty sword. I wanted to actually show it to you. Let me step back a little bit. It is the real thing. It's the kind of sword that someone would pull out and use in medieval times. It is engraved with my name, Sir Wayne Allyn Root, and the Royal Order of Constantine the Great and St. Helen, and the date of my knighthood. My divestiture, they say, knighthood, June 5th, 2022. A great honor, and I accept that honor. Sir Wayne Allyn Root. All right. Pitar, there it is. My Yugoslavian friend who's with me for 35 years now, producing every single TV show I've ever done for 35 years. One man came over from Serbia and met me within a year or two, and the two of us kind of grew up together on CNBC, then known as Financial News Network. And we went to 32, actually in those days there were only 28 NFL teams, 28 NFL training camps together. Two seasons in a row, July and August, we traveled to 28 NFL training camps together where I interviewed all the biggest names in sports. Joe Montana, Brian the Boz Bosworth, you name it, all the biggest names in those days in sports for FNN Sports, which then became CNBC. That was a lifetime ago. Let me continue with my commentary that was out through Creator Syndicate this weekend, the Biden blitzkrieg. Biden's destroying the USA as fast as Nazis on meth. And let me repeat one paragraph so that no Democrat, no liberal, no communist scumbag can get me in trouble. No Democrats, i.e. communists, I'm not comparing what's happening today to the Holocaust. I'm a Jew. I understand the Holocaust. Nothing ever compares to that atrocity, or at least nothing so far has ever compared to that atrocity. But I am comparing what's happening today to Joe Biden and his handlers and the speed at which they're destroying the United States compared to the speed at which the Nazis captured each country in Europe. So what are these nonstop shocks to the system that some of the titans of Wall Street are saying are the worst things happening at one time from 20 different directions that they've ever seen in their lives? So GDP is collapsing, economic growth, interest rates rising, inflation exploding, home sales cratering. Stock market just suffered the worst few months since 1929, and by some comparisons, worse than 1929 with the amount of days and weeks the market was down. No one's ever seen anything like this. Gas headed for $10 a gallon. Grocery prices exploding to unimaginable levels. The trucking industry in disarray, and they bring every product to market, including all the food we need. The supply chain ruined. Massive food shortages coming. Baby formula shortages. You know how bad the baby formula shortages are? In Michigan, Biden administration airlifted baby formula to Michigan, and the news media told people it was there, and they wound up with a one-mile line of cars to get baby formula to save their babies' lives. Does this remind you of anything? It reminds me of the fall of Saigon. Is this America? We have to airlift food to save babies' lives? Are we Africa now? Are we Haiti now? And you know where all the baby formula is? It's all at the border. Biden stuck it at the border to cause a baby food shortage because he wants to make sure that millions of people are coming over the border soon. He knew that. He's asked for it. He's encouraged them. He's waving them in. And so he wanted to make sure there's plenty of baby formula for all the illegal alien babies that are about to enter United States soil and stay here forever. But it caused a massive shortage of baby formula for America's babies. Plus, the supply chain is screwed because of Joe Biden. Plus, no one wants to work anymore. Plus, Biden's FDA, the same one that brought us the killer vaccine that's killing so many people, and they said it was fine, and they told us it doesn't hurt pregnant women, even though they covered up the fact that in Pfizer's own pre-trial studies, of all the pregnant women they gave it to, 82% lost their babies. They had miscarriages 82% of the time. And then they went and told every doctor in America, went and told all the pregnant women, get the shot. It's completely safe. I guarantee everything's fine. Because Pfizer didn't want that information released for 75 years. But it's in the Pfizer report that I've seen, that everyone has seen, that was forced, ordered to come out by a judge who said, you can't wait 75 years. You got to let all the pretrial study come out now. And so thousands of pages came out, and volunteers have looked through thousands of pages, and they have found all these horrible things about the deaths and the injuries that happened in the pretrials. And then they said, it's safe. Don't worry about it. They erased it. 82% of the women miscarried their babies. No problem. Drive on by. Nothing to see here. By the way, in the last New York Marathon, a few days ago, the marathon 2 weeks ago, the New York Marathon, 16 runners collapsed with cardiac problems. Never seen anything like that in history. No problem. Drive on by. Run on by. Nothing wrong. So baby shortages, we're like the fall of Saigon, or we're like Biafra, or we're like Haiti. Countries that are crumbling and the babies are starving. And it's only going to get worse this summer as energy experts are promising mass blackouts of the electric grid across America this summer. And then there's the massive crime and theft wave enveloping America's Democrat-run blue big cities. Under Joe Biden and his Marxist handlers, America has become a third world, crap hole. Third world crap hole. Don't forget open borders. Biden is desperate to open the floodgates and allow the whole world in. If Biden gets his way and Title 42 is lifted, millions of the world's poorest and sickest migrants and violent criminals released from jails all over the world, in hellholes all over the world, will pour through our open borders. And let's not forget, Democrats want to take all of our guns away. I've seen a movie where only the government and the military and the police have guns. You know what that movie's called? Schindler's List. That's what happens when the people have no guns. When the Jews have no guns, they gassed them and tortured them and murdered them and took all their assets away from them and murdered their children. Forced experimental vaccines also remind me of what happened during Nazi Germany. And just in time for the midterm elections, I predict we will see new attempts to bring back lockdowns, vaccine mandates, and vaccine passports with an experimental for emergency use only vaccine that's killing people, and they want to force it on your children, let alone you. And now add in censorship, banning, intimidation, and persecution of conservatives, patriots, and even parents at PTA meetings by government agencies like the DOJ and the FBI. Exhibit A is the arrest of high-ranking Trump official Peter Navarro just days ago. And then there's the education system trying to brainwash and indoctrinate children with communist, anti-American, anti-white, transgender, sex identity ideology. And don't forget, Biden's poking Putin again and again, provoking him to start World War III. Does Biden want to provoke a nuclear Armageddon or an EMP attack that will turn America into Mad Max? Clearly, that's what he's doing. Is this all about destroying America so China can rule the world? This is the total decline, destruction, and collapse of America happening at a speed we never thought possible. This is the Biden blitzkrieg. It's now clear we're dealing with radical Marxist traitors combined with Nazis on meth. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's happening all around us. The question is, what are we going to do about it? WayneRoot@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out in the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic. And we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now, while you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series, the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever, and You will have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Website rootforamerica.com, and of course you can always reach me at everything I do at that website, rootforamerica.com. In other words, my national radio show, Wayne Allyn, Raw and Unfiltered, you can go to rootforamerica.com. It's like master control, and at the top you'll see a little dial. You click on it, you're on my radio show. You click on it, you're on my other radio show. You click on it, you're on my podcast. You can find my books there. You can find my videos there. You can find my commentaries there. It's all there. Master control. RootForAmerica.com. So as we came on the air, I saw a new interesting thing that comes across my desk. And it is Bon Jovi. The founding bassist of Bon Jovi is Alec John Such. And he was found dead at 70 years old. I think either this just happened or it happened over the weekend. The founding member and founding bassist of John Bon Jovi's group, Bon Jovi, is found dead. So I just ask you, it was only 2 weeks ago on this show that I think I came on, and that morning they had announced that the famous actor was dead. And then two more famous musicians died that week. Ray Liotta's the actor, and then that week it was the keyboardist of Yes, and then it was also another famous drummer from another group was found dead. And they're all dead the same way. They're dead suddenly, unexpectedly. Those are the quotes. Unexpectedly dead, found dead, suddenly dead. There are some people that are now dead. Now, listen, I know they're rockers. I know they're druggies. I know they're drinkers. You can get cancer. That's a normal thing in America. People have heart attacks and strokes before the advent of the vaccine. So I'm giving you all the outs. I'm giving you all the, the little asterisks now. Ray Liotta up on the screen. One of my five favorite actors in the world. He's dead now. Don't you think this is funny, strange, bizarre that this many famous people are dropping at the same time? And by the way, athlete deaths are up by 1,700% since the advent of the vaccine. Now, nobody's done a study on celebrity deaths because how do you grade who's a celebrity? You know, and does celebrity include musicians and actors and politicians? They're all dropping. You know, they're all dropping. The senator from Maryland, Democrat, Chris Van Hollen, I think his name is, he had a stroke. And Futterman, the guy running for U.S. Senate for governor, I think it is, in Pennsylvania. No, U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Futterman, he had a stroke. And now he's got a pacemaker. And he's a young guy. You know, young guy in his 50s. You don't find this unusual? Athletes dropping dead. Non-stop musicians dropping dead, actors dropping dead, celebrities dropping dead, entertainers dropping dead. You know why? Because they're all liberal. There's Fetterman from Pennsylvania. Because they're all liberal, and so they all drank the Kool-Aid, and they all took the vaccine. And that's why they're dropping dead. Okay, not every one of them. Like I said, I gave you the asterisks at the beginning of this little opinion piece by me. Now the Bon Jovi bassist, they're all dropping dead. Some of them maybe were going to die anyway of cancer, heart disease, or stroke, with or without the vaccine. Some of them killed their bodies with a lifetime of drugs and alcohol. I get that. But not all of them. Too many are dying in the headlines every day. It's weird. It's strange. It's bizarre. And at the same time that's happening, okay, I believe it's 86% is the number for the millennial generation. Deaths are up since the vaccine. 86% death rate increase for young people, millennials, since the vaccine. Ask Thomas Renz, the famous class action lawyer who's on my radio show all the time. And Thomas Renz will tell you that in the military, he's got the data from whistleblowers from the Department of Defense. And he says cancer deaths are up 300% in the military. Every other kind of death and injury is up dramatically. But wait, I said that wrong. I want to make sure I'm always accurate. Cancer is up 300%. Not cancer death. Getting cancer is up 300%. The five-year moving average before the vaccine of military members who got cancer was about 30,000 per year. And today, since the vaccine, it's now 135,000 who have cancer. The number is staggering. How many of them will die? How many are suffering right now? Pretty much all of them. I know because I lost my mom and dad 28 days apart from cancer in 1992. So number one, I understand cancer. Number two, I understand it can happen to anybody with or without a vaccine. We had cancer long before the vaccine. But cancer is exploding now. There are many doctors, the kind that I believe in, who are not bought off by Big Pharma, who are now saying, admitting, and warning that cancer in America is up between 1,000 and 2,000% since the vaccine. This vaccine hits your immune system and destroys your immune system and causes basically AIDS, okay? It's not like you're gay. It's not like you have AIDS. You don't have HIV. But you've got a form of AIDS called VADES, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency. And your entire immune system is being destroyed by the vaccine, these doctors tell me. And all over the world, they're seeing it. People get, I mean, everyone I know who has COVID right now is triple vaccinated or quadruple vaccinated. And they all go, and it's amazing how ignorant they all are. They all look at me and they go, I don't get it. I did everything right. I got four vaccines. Why do I have COVID? Because you got four vaccines, you numbnuts. It's just amazing. They've all been brainwashed by the media, which lies and deceives and commits fraud and covers up for Big Pharma. And they've all been deceived by the doctors. Let me go into my opinion rant about the doctors. Almost everybody who listens to my show, my national radio show, that has been vaccinated, and thank God it's probably only 20%, 80% listen to me, they did not get vaccinated. But 20% got vaccinated, maybe more, maybe even 30% are vaccinated. And when they email me and say how much they love my show, and they wish they hadn't gotten vaccinated, I say, but if you listen to my show every day and you love my show so much, why did you get vaccinated? And you know what their answer is? My doctor told me I had to do it. My doctor said it's safe and you've got to do it. Or my boss at my job said you're fired and you lose your job and lose your income if you don't do it. So between the threat of losing their entire income and the threat and intimidation from doctors saying, are you stupid? I'm your doctor. I know better than Wayne Allen Root, a conservative radio host. And why do they know better? Because doctors are very good at taking tests and they're brilliant people. And they all graduated Harvard at the top of their class and went to Harvard Medical School and all that jazz. But I went to Columbia, which, by the way, the latest rankings from U.S. News World Report, the number one college in the world, I believe, was MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Number two was tied, Harvard and Columbia. So I've got the best college in America right up there. And I met all these kids up close and personal. All my friends were medical students and law students and engineering students. And they're all brilliant test takers, but none of them had an ounce of common sense. Not one of them. And they all are stooges and sheep who listen to authority. Okay? The type of personality that becomes a doctor listens to authority. Whatever the CDC says, they do. Whatever the AMA says, the American Medical Association, they do. Whatever the FDA says, they do. And all three of those organizations were in cahoots with Big Pharma, and they have poisoned the American people. It's an opinion show. It's my opinion. They have poisoned the American people and the world with COVID vaccines that are killing people with heart attacks, blood clots, strokes, massive increases in cancer, and a thousand other problems, including right at the top of the list, immune dysfunction and immune disorder that is similar to AIDS, and also right at the top of the list, massive explosion in shingles and herpes. And if you've ever had shingles or herpes on your face or on your body, you know that's a life ruiner. Life ruiner. And they're injecting people with something that destroys your immune system, so shingles and herpes breakouts come out, and they come out all the time, and your life is ruined. You might as well give up on life if you have nonstop shingles, because the pain is so bad, it's intense and it's burning, and you can't get any work done. And if it's on your face, your career is over. So that's the vaccine. We'll talk more about it when we get back. WayneRoot@gmail.com, RootForAmerica.com. Don't even look at that on the screen. That is ugly. We don't want any of that.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root is back. Sir Wayne Allyn Root. I have to get used to saying that. Sir Wayne Allyn Root is back. And it's funny because the only criticism I got about being knighted over the weekend, 99% of everyone said, oh, my God, how cool is that? And congratulations, Wayne. But 1% said, Wayne, don't you hate globalists? And isn't this like a globalist thing that you're knighted and you're Sir Wayne Allyn Root? I said, no. This is a group that, first of all, it's a humanitarian group and a charitable group that whose main goal in life is to give away a tremendous amount of money to women and children of the world who have been abused and are living in poverty. So first of all, it's a good thing. Second of all, it's not globalist in any way. Almost everyone involved with the organization is a huge fan of mine and a huge fan of President Trump. So it was not a globalist thing in any way, shape, or form. They like President Trump. Matter of fact, I gave a speech to the 24 people who are all being knighted, and I was scared to death. They'd all hate my guts after I gave the speech, and I told them I'm a friend of Trump, and I had my honeymoon at Mar-a-Lago with Trump, and I was a big supporter of Trump, and I've written books about Trump, and I have him on my radio show all the time. Matter of fact, Donald Trump will be a guest on my national radio show coming up this coming Monday. And that, you know, I've also been opening speaker for all of Trump's speeches. And, you know, I gave a speech about all of that and how great my career has been. And God bless America. And only in America can a butcher's son be friends with the president of the United States. And afterwards, almost every one of the 24 came up to me. You know, maybe 22 of the 24 came up and said, they always whisper. I always call Trump the whisper vote, right? And nobody wants to say out loud they're a fan of Trump. They all whispered, Wayne, that was great. I'm with you. Everyone was with me, but they whispered it because they were afraid the next guy would hear and the next guy is not with you, right? But 22 out of 24 whispered, we're with you. And you know what the other two said? Not one person said a bad word about Trump. The other two came up to me and said to me, I don't really like Trump that much, but I'd vote for you. So that was kind of interesting. I won over all 24 with my speech about how great America is and how much I love immigrants, but only legal immigrants who want to work and don't want welfare and speak English and don't want to bring their entire family over, 50 other members who want welfare and don't want to work. They loved that speech, and they loved what I was saying. So everyone there was on my side, and I think that's really cool. So there's nothing globalist about it. I'm a fighter. I'm a warrior. I should be knighted, and I should have a sword, because that's what I do. I fight all day long. All right, enough of the knighting. Enough of the knighting. Get rid of the video. Let's go on to more important stuff, which is COVID. I want to talk about COVID. So the president of the European pharmaceutical giant named PharmaMar, and I might have mentioned this last week, but it's so important I want to bring it up again in the context of what I'm talking about. He's the president of one of the biggest pharmaceutical companies in Europe, and he lied about his COVID vaccine status. He took a shot of salt water instead of the COVID vaccine, and he bought a fake COVID vaccine card so he could travel. And I believe this is happening all over the United States and all over the world. That happened to happen in Europe. I believe it's happening everywhere in the United States. That happened in Spain. And they caught 2,200 other celebrities and elitists and CEOs, the biggest people in Spanish society, who all had fake vaccine cards. See, I'm not a fraud. I've never bought a fake vaccine card. I've never shown anyone a fake vaccine card. I've said from day one, I'm not taking the vaccine. I will never take the vaccine. You'll have to force this vaccine on me and my family with my cold, dead hands. You're not giving me the vaccine. So I'd be a hypocrite if then I boarded an airplane to go somewhere where you required a vaccine and I showed him a fake card. I don't roll that way. I don't play that way. That's not my game. So I don't get fake cards. I tell people up front on national TV and national radio, no vaccine for me. There's the guy who was arrested for fake vaccines. So doesn't that make you think, if they all know, including the CEO of the pharma company, that they don't want the vaccine, but they're pushing it on you and saying it's fine? And we happen to know that the vaccine trials, before they ever put it out, showed lots of people died, lots of people were injured, lots of babies died, pregnant women miscarried, and even a baby who was breastfeeding died. And several mothers reported breastfeeding their babies, and the milk came out of their breasts blue-green colored. Folks, this is a disaster of epic proportions. You know, somebody, I'll look up a text. Somebody, one of my good buddies, Darren, just texted me a few minutes ago in the break in the show, and he asked me, you know, if I had to predict what's going to happen with the COVID vaccine. Here was my answer. Lots of deaths, mass deaths, a.k.a. mass murder, because they all knew and they let it happen so they could get rich. Mass murder, plus, let's forget about the COVID vaccines and all the death. Riots coming, massive food shortage coming, gas at $10 a gallon coming, collapsing economy coming. Happy now? There's the truth. Mark it down. I predicted it all. I called it all. You'll be calling me a soothsayer. And no sooner I say that, and there's a DHS, Department of Homeland Security bulletin out this morning, warning of heightened threat environment and violent months ahead. You know why they know that? Because they're the ones causing it. It's like Bill Clinton when he said, I feel your pain. And I used to joke, I used to be a regular guest in those days on ABC's Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher. And I used to say, Bill Clinton feels your pain because he's the one causing it. And that's, they know there's heightened violence ahead because it isn't the right causing the violence. It's them causing it. It's the left. It's Antifa. It's BLM. And it's the government. It's Homeland Security and the CIA and the DOJ and the FBI who want to arrest patriots and call them terrorists. Well, they let other people go. They want to arrest Peter Navarro, who negotiated the trade deal with China and Mexico and Canada, one of the most important men in America for the American economy. And they shackled him and stuck him in a jail cell that used to be John Hinckley's jail cell when he was under arrest for attempting to assassinate President Reagan, the President of the United States. They put him in Hinckley's jail cell. Okay? And they put him in shackles at the airport and took him away in front of everybody with leg irons and handcuffs. My God! He's 72 years old! Never done anything wrong in his life! John Hinckley's out after trying to murder Reagan and shooting two other people who had brain damage and major medical problems the rest of their lives. He's out. His record's cleared. But they're putting Peter Navarro in his jail cell, who is the trade representative of the United States of America and right-hand man to President Trump. You don't think that's Nazi behavior, by the way? You don't think that's the Soviet Union? That's not the KGB? That's not the East German Stasi? This isn't reminiscent to things that happened. It's not the Holocaust, but it's like Nazi Germany. The propaganda, the lies, the fraud, the deceit, the media tied in with the government, and the government persecuting patriots who don't like what the government says, wanting to disallow speech or arrest you for speaking out against them. By the way, Peter Navarro was arrested the day after stating, when the Republicans win back the House, I will help them to lead the impeach against Joe Biden. He was arrested the next day. This is crazy that we're allowing this to happen. Oh, did I forget to mention that killer after killer, the two lawyers that threw a Molotov cocktail into a police car and tried to fry two policemen to death in New York City during the BLM riots, they gave them a very reduced sentence. I think they're going to spend a year in jail. And did I mention that the guy who killed, is it Kate Steinle? I'm just going by memory. The girl Kate, the beautiful blonde on the pier in San Francisco like 7 years ago, he shot her dead. And he's an illegal immigrant who'd been deported 5 times and committed countless crimes. And he shot her dead. This beautiful girl bled to death in her father's arms. I think it was Kate Steinle, but I know it's Kate. And this criminal, this piece of human garbage, this scumbag that should go to hell and rot with Satan in hell, they gave him time served, so he's only going to spend like a year in jail, and they let him out. But they're putting Republicans in jail for our political beliefs. And they're putting January Sixers, they're letting them rot in solitary. They didn't even enter the Capitol building. And they're charging them with sedition and being traitors when they weren't even there at the Capitol building. There's a guy who's in charge of the Proud Boys, and they're just charging him, we found out today, with sedition, I believe is the term, and treason, and 20 other charges. And he wasn't even at the Capitol building. I do not describe how I feel about what's happening, except that the left is filled with communist, radical communist traitors to the United States of America. And they're coming to take us over. And they're trying to destroy us. And by the way, I didn't even get to finish my COVID columns, but that's okay. I'm writing a big column about it. My COVID stories, and I'm writing a big column about it that'll be out next week. So I'll do it. I'll deal with it on this show next Tuesday. The Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book. This is one way to fight the left that I think is very effective. It's copying the civil disobedience of Dr. Martin Luther King. And we, Republicans, conservatives, and patriots, and Christians, have got to use it. The Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book. And I tell you how to take on all the woke corporations and put them out of business. My name is Wade Allen Root. My website's rootforamerica.com. My national radio show is Wade Allen Root. We're on Unfiltered. I always say the root's on fire. I hope I was on fire for you today here on the Alex Jones Show. You can reach me anytime. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Have yourself a great day. Fight!
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.